Greetings, my brothers and sisters, on this, the 25th day of January. This is Father Michael, along with the rest of the team, welcoming you to the God Minute. Today, we celebrate the feast of the conversion of St. Paul the Apostle. You know, St. Paul the Apostle was the greatest of early Christian missionaries. He appeared in the Acts of the Apostles under the name Saul. And when traveling the road to Damascus, a bright light came from the sky and struck him, and he fell to the ground. And it was the voice of the Lord saying, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" It was at that very moment that Paul began his conversion to the Lord. With the many letters that Paul provided to the Christian community, which occupies such a great amount of the New Testament, we are blessed to honor his conversion and ask for his intercession, that we too might undergo conversion in our own lives wherever it is needed. So let's begin our prayer today as we do all things in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 49, the sighs of our hearts. Here is my wisdom. Listen to my song. I am surrounded by those who put their trust in possessions and money. I am not taken in.
What is precious in life can't be had in the marketplace. What is important about us is not what we acquire, but what we do to add love, goodness, and beauty to the world.
It's the size of our hearts, not the size of our houses. It's our understanding, not our fame. What we own is taken from the earth and from others. It returns to them when we die.
But love, wisdom, and beauty, they strengthen the fabric of creation. They accrue to God, enlarge our very souls. These are our true legacy and our ongoing life.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Amen. A reading from the prophet Micah, chapter 7, verse 7. But as for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God my Savior. My God will hear me. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You are probably aware, like I am, of how much technology has amplified our voices. More than ever before, we find ourselves with a myriad of ways in which we can share what we are thinking, saying, and doing with the whole world. What in older days used to be a convoluted process and costly endeavor of getting our voices into the public arena is now an easier undertaking and a matter of seconds. With a simple touch of a button in our digital devices, our personal opinions and collective perspectives can be shared with others near and far. No doubt, we are a privileged generation with plenty of technology and digital landscapes to inhabit with freedom and creativity. Yet, there is some irony here. While we have amplified our voices and have access to the world beyond our wildest imagination, a lingering question and feeling remains. We wonder and ask, who really hears me? Who is listening to me? Is my message getting through? There is this lingering feeling that perhaps what we have to say and share with others is getting lost in the vast canvas of our public digital square, We know all too well that immediate access to information does not necessarily translate into meaningful or caring engagement. The fact remains that it is easy and quite common these days to give a like to virtual postings without even knowing what they are really saying or advancing. The same could be said of our physical interpersonal reactions and interactions. We ask and wonder whether those closest to us are really listening and hearing what we have to say. So it seems that as we amplified our voices, the uncertainty about knowing who listens and cares also grows. Unlike this lingering uncertainty, the prophet Micah offers an alternative sentiment. In his message, we hear confidence, trust, hope, and certainty. Far from wondering and questioning who listens and hears what we have to say, Micah simply tells us, "Yes, God will hear me. God will hear you. God hears us." It is rather refreshing to hear, trust, and know that God really hears what we have to say. No matter how silly, serious, or skeptical our voices may be, God is there, attentive, open, listening to every word and utterance that comes from our heart. Far from getting lost, our voices rest in God's embrace. Even as I listen to Micah's uplifting confidence, I can't help but wonder and ask, what is God hearing from us? What are we telling God these days? Perhaps together we can ask, what should God be hearing from us today? Is there something in our world that needs our attention and voice before God? How good it is to bring our cares before the Lord.
Let us pray together the words that our Savior taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks and praise for this opportunity to be in prayer with you and our brothers and sisters throughout the world. May we receive all of the blessings that you want to bestow on us today. May we find peace in your presence always, hope in serving you and our brothers and sisters, and love in all things that we do. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, thanks so much for joining us in prayer today. I hope that it is an opportunity for you to invite others to join us in the experience of the God Minute. Do take good care of yourself and one another, and we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.